وعن أبي بكر نفي بن حارث الثقفي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. There is a narration also with regard to intentions of Hazrat Abu Bakr Nufay ibn al-Harith al-Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when two Muslims meet with their swords to fight one another, then the killer and the killed, both of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. The one who killed also, and the one who was killed, he also. Qultu, the narrator of the hadith says, I asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول. O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can understand the one who murdered, he will go to the fire of Jahannam, he will pay for his sin of committing murder. But the one who was killed, why will he go to Jahannam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيثًا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ. Because he was also eager to kill him. Both wanted to kill one another. The one killed the other one, and he died. But he, the one who died, his niyat was also to kill this one. So according to the intention, both of them will go to the fire of Jahannam. The narrator of the hadith, Nufay ibn al-Harith al-Thaqafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was a sahabi from Taif. He was one of those who turned away from tribulations in the battle of Jamal and Siffin. These were two battles that were fought amongst the Muslims. And the explanations are there why these battles had taken place. But then he did not take part in any of those battles. And most probably because of this particular hadith, that if two Muslims have to fight, then both will go to the fire of Jahannam. He passed away in Basra in the 52nd year of Hijri, and 132 ahadith are narrated from him. The person who kills another living being will be in hellfire if Allah does not forgive him. If a person makes sincere tawbah and pays the atonement for it, the penalty for it, and Allah accepts his tawbah, or Allah in his kindness forgives that person, then it's different. But otherwise he will be in the fire of Jahannam, because killing is regarded as a major sin and is viewed very seriously in the Quran Sharif. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to murder, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. A person who kills another believer intentionally, then for that person, فَجَزَاؤُ جَهَنَّمْ will be the fire of Jahannam, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He will remain in there forever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, and Allah will be angry on him. وَلَعَنَهُ, and Allah will curse him. وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah will prepare a very severe punishment for that person, that he will be forever in Jahannam. Yeah, it refers to if he died with Iman, then he will be for a very long time in the fire of Jahannam. So the murder and fighting are very seriously viewed in Islam. Allah will be angry with him and will curse him. The value of taking one human life in the light of the Quran is similar to taking the lives of the entire humanity. If one person kills another person, the Quran views it as though you have killed the rest of mankind, because the amount of harm that comes of it. One person kills another person, that person, he was the breadwinner, the whole family is upset now. Everything of them is gone out of balance. There is no one who is earning for them, and the education of the children is in jeopardy. Everything goes haywire. This person himself, he is caught, he is judged, and he's put in jail, so his family is also without a breadwinner. So it causes a lot of problems. So the Quran views it as though you have killed the whole of mankind. Allah Ta'ala says, because of this we decree it for the Bani Israel, that whoever kills another for a reason other than in retaliation for another, that is, a person if it is a valid cause that somebody's life has to be taken, and there are reasons why a person's life can be taken, if there isn't any of that reason, then it is a very severe crime. If it was not for retaliation, or that person was killed causing corruption on earth, that is, it was justified to take his life, that is excused. Other than that, then it is as if he had killed all of mankind. Whoever preserves a life, it is as if he has preserved the lives of all of mankind. A person who saves somebody from being killed, that person, he gets a reward as though he saved the whole of mankind from being killed. So to help in good causes has got great, great reward by Allah Ta'ala. And to cause harm and destruction is very, very much hated by Allah, and the punishment of it is also very severe. So, yeah, the important thing that we have to note is that niyat, that the two people who fight, and then according to their intention, their result will be by Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have also written that if a person, though it isn't to do with intention as such, but for example in driving, and a person drives recklessly, and he dies, many times, all the time we say he died as a shaheed. But ulama say that he committed suicide actually. When he drove terribly, his speed was terrible, recklessly he drove, overtaking and all things. And if he killed somebody in that process, he will be regarded as a murderer. We will just say it's an accident that happened. But actually, that person is a murderer. And if he died, he's not a shaheed, but he's actually a person who committed suicide. So our intentions are also very important, our actions also. And a person has to, as particularly as a Muslim, a mu'min, to live a responsible life, not just a reckless life in all our matters. May Allah guide us to righteousness and give us the correct understanding of our deed, forgive our shortcomings, and let us rectify ourselves.